birth. I just had wanted to read the one I have for mother.
Oh, you
Moonlight
get a second turn.
whispered.
I'm sorry. Well, each person is reading one, and then we're
Oh,
going
okay.
round robin. So we'll be l listening with open ears to hear your second one. Does anyone want to share some respectful, informative, friendly feedback, Janice?
You take the teacher out of the classroom, but you can't take the class out of the teacher. I just want to be involved in the class. I love Mary Nance. Quit saying that stuff about, oh, I was never a poet enough. You are a poetess.
I quit.
Quit. All right. I won't have to spank you anymore then. Okay. So,
When I published my book of poetry, I had to quit saying I was not a poet.
That was me. I was teaching all those years, and I would say, I'm not an author. Oh my God. I was the same way. I know that person, Steve. That's why I'm yelling at you, because you sit there and you have some weird expectations what a poet is or what an author is. And so then you get indoctrinated. And so it's like why I said, throw the rule books out.
This is
Now,
what a poet is.
I love it.
And
Ooh, I
I
love
painted the
the cover.
picture.
Ooh.
You
So
see it?
Wilda, once again, the poetry does not come to life until, as the people have been speaking, they're speaking in a voice that lets us have the poetry live. And I love that you used like this soft, whispery voice, because that was fitting exactly what the mystery thing is when a baby is coming, and all these months you're going, what's the baby gonna look like? What's the baby gonna be? Well, you know, you were all, and everybody's going, let me touch your belly. And you know, pretty soon you go, just get away from me. I want this child out of here. Okay.
Yes, amen.
And so then they go, well, what's wrong with you? Oh, well, excuse me, I'm just having a baby, no big deal. So, but I want to really congratulate everyone, because speaking your poem with your voice is so important. So sometimes someone else will read your poem and you look at them like, what did you do? It's because they didn't have the voice for that poem. And so that's what I had to teach students, was how to read a poem too. Not just to yourself, not just out loud, but to feel the poem. Don't just read it. Okay, so thank you so much for the tone of what you presented to us, but I loved the words too. Thank you so much.
Thank you for saying that, Janice, because that's the part where most people don't really understand how to read it. Like you write it and you sort of hear it. And then when it comes time, you have to, I had to like, it said the first line, breath held. And I couldn't even get those first two words out because I was already holding my breath for whatever reason. And so I was like, what is that about? So thank you for sharing that, because I did. I felt really like talking softly and almost feeling the experience.
I can feel the experience as you expressing it. And while our radio audience doesn't see the faces we see at our Zoom gathering, it was just your face went through a transition from pensive at the beginning, intense, and now a big smile. So thank you for sharing.
Yes, thank
And
you. We all remember that moment of.
Ida, I just want to say you brought that moment to life. Like, you know, each thing you said, like precious moment, hope, whispering, love story. It's like we were there once again. Thank you so much, Willa.
okay, I'm going to share one of my poems. I've written about six poems related to my mother, motherhood, but this is a poem I wrote when she was going through the transitions of an illness. And it's called Mother Strong, Mother Soft. But it's been a while before we had a station break, so I will say this is your own Sister C. Charlotte Farrell here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming worldwide at CJSF.ca. And we are doing pop-up poetry. Pop-up poetry is something we do periodically within the Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon show. And it is for that purpose of letting everyone have a chance to speak instead of the experience that many of us, I won't say old poets, but have been at events where you sat and sat and sat and sat and sat and one person did 10 poems and then at the end you may or may not get to give yours. So that's one of the purpose of the pop-up is to have people who didn't think they were poets speak and hear how everybody receives and says to them, yeah, don't say that anymore. You're definitely a poet. So I'm going to share right now one called Mother Strong, Mother Soft. Mother strong and life embracing, little loves, legs and feet, giving light from dawn to dusk. Mother strong and life proclaiming, little rules for life's upbringing, quoting chapter, verse of scripture, hoping fertile seeds will follow. Mother strong and life rejoicing, pillows of love and laughter singing, cuddles, cuddles, chauffeured cars, hoping all will child not spoil. Mother turning life unbending, little twinges, steps that falter, someday soaring, others dwindling, wondering if all is worth the kindling. Mother soft in life unraveling, seeds she sowed, gathering, searching, probing tendrils wrapping around her, hoping that their paths will praise her. Any riff?
Well, of course not. We're all in a coma right now. Okay, a poetry coma. Because you drifted us off like with the two phrases going back and forth, and so it became this rhythmic, like, we were in a boat or something. I don't know. You just had me like floating. And of course, the experience in the womb must be like that because we are submerged in a liquid and we move with the mother and we're feeding off the mother. So it's like you were able to translate that feeling, I think, you know, as we were staying with. I found it hard to, I was like trying to digest the last sentence and then you run. It took me over here and I had to hurry up and catch up with you. Thank you, Charlotte, as always. Put the name in there. I like that, the name that you chose.
Oh, Mother Strong, Mother Soft.
And I got to respond. I really liked the back and forth. I really liked that movement. That was dancing. And as usual, thank you for your presentation. I love your style.
Thank you for being such an encourager. I have to keep up with, Neil was in the experience when we had a podcast program for seniors and we did over 150 episodes. And every week, Neil brought a new poem and shared it. So I think that this experience, one of the things that people have told me, I've done pop-up poetry with kids at a school, I've done it at a sobriety program, and different people have said it was the first time that they've written something, but the freedom, as each of you have spoken to people, encouraging them to continue on, that how you feel and the different ways that you bring out what you feel, what the gifty has given you. There's a poem, if only the gifty gives. But it's wonderful. I'm so happy that you shared today. And that brings us back around to the first person. And I need to just check in with our time. Okay, we've got good time. So who is... Janice is first up for her second poem.
I'm ready. Now, this one shows, I tried to reflect on something a little more joyful than the last one. And this one was written in February of this year, 24. I called it Sunshine Speaking. Now, this is a poem. I will count it because it looks more like a poem. Are the rays of sunshine really streams of energy? The mystery of clouds, do they hide secret storms? The brilliance of a rainbow, the grace of a morning breeze, the bird chirping concert for an audience of two, the subtle traffic noises trapped in a freeway system. It isn't free, wasn't free in the beginning. The trees are listening like children's ears and dogs' eyes. We forget their presence. Their presence is invisible to our scrambled eggs adulting minds. There is so much danger in the world. Our visions of Mother Nature are distorted, and we rarely stare at the feminine luminescence and cold light of the Queen Moon, Queen Mother Moon. No incandescence when fire is applied. Come on, baby, light my fire. Sunshine speaking.
Wow.
With the moonlight.
Wow. She doesn't live in Mojave. All the nature's there.
Except the ocean.
Oh, yes. We Vancouver has ocean and ocean. Mountains. It has every imaginable type of natural structure.
Except desert.
I certainly saw and felt the descriptions of the wind and the rainbow and the moon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I actually imagine it felt like a wind stirring right here in the station. It was very, very, very illuminating. A trip. I felt like I was on a journey on a camel or something, but it really gave me the feeling of being in motion even since. So thank you so much for your use of colorful words.
Thank you.
Yes, and I love the ending. I felt the fire.
Yes.
For me, the song stood out. Come on, baby, light my fire.
That dates me right there, but I don't care.
Well, you're not alone in being in the dated category.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings us to Dr. Ramona sharing her second. Do you have a second one to share?
Charlotte, I did try to write a couple of stanzas on that prompt you gave us at the root of Mother's Day. So I don't know whether I should share that.
Yes.
It sounds terrible, but I'm going to try. So here it goes. At the root of Mother's Day, a seed of love is sown. In hearts of gratitude, a bond forever known. From cradle to guiding hand, her cares embrace. A timeless melody of her nurturing grace. In gardens of memories, her legacy blooms in every whispered prayer, her presence looms. With each passing year, her light still shines bright. At the root of Mother's Day, her love takes flight. Thank you.
Oh, okay. You are soaring.
Send that straight over to Hallmark. Just tell them I don't write poetry. I just do greeting cards for Mother's Day. What are you talking about? It was no junk there. Stop that.
I have to reiterate, Janice, that I don't want to hear you put down your beautiful gift anymore. You have a wonderful view of the world, and I'm really pleased you can share it. And stop putting it down.
Okay, Neil, Janice, thank you for encouraging me.
Ditto for me, because you had the prompt and you said, "Well, I don't know." And look at what you wrote. It, I mean, yeah. Fabulous,
impressive.
Ramona, I know that that's cultural, because I live with a Chinese woman and I find it really difficult for her. She's a marathoner and runs 42 kilometers in 4 hours. Oh. And she says, I want to do it faster because I'm slow. I'm slow. Excuse me. I would die running 42 kilometers. And by the way, she's off to India this weekend.
Wow. Okay, so, great.
Anyway.
Well, no, I just want to say that was beautiful. I loved it.
Thank you, Greta.
All of you should be, and you're all poets, and you all deserve your books on Amazon or wherever else you want to put them. They should be ready and tucked away for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but I haven't been really into doing poetry lately because I've been busy and that, but I appreciate listening to all of you. You were quite inspirational for me. I think when I leave, I may do a poem.
Yes, you're hearing the voice of Karen, who is also known as Punky. She's also in the radio. She co-hosts a show. What's the show that you co-host for?
It's Punky and Freddie, and it's on usually, if you've ever heard of Live 65, and it's the radio station is Bold Tunes on 365 Live. And I usually get together with him once a month when he's at home. He's leaving for Europe. So I will be doing a show maybe next month. I will try and get the link to Charlotte as soon as I can, but I only find out within a few days, Charlotte. So I forgot this time around when I did it last Sunday.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll pick it up. Okay, the next person. Elizabeth, were you doing a second poem? Okay.
I also forgot to give the title of the last one. The title to that last poem was Ode to the Elder. This one is called A Tribute Poem to My Mother and Her Legacy to Me. I wrote it on her birthday 3 years ago. This year, she's going to be 97.
Wow.
So patient, waiting for me to take her to the dentist, to shopping, making sure my needs are met, fixing my food, fixing my clothes, making sure I have my time to study and work. Yes, she does. Yet ever self-sufficient, making sure she's not being a bother, so ingenious and creative. No, don't throw that away. I'll find a way to fix it. And she does. Yes, I think I will redesign and re-engineer this dress that I have not worn for a long time. And she does. Yes, I am learning English and technical Chinese. I am learning nutrition and health and what food helps the body in what conditions. And she tries it on herself. Then she relays. I experiment on myself. Then I tell my children the good effects. And she does. Every day I walk 15 minutes 2 times. I exercise before I go to bed. And she follows this regime. I am happy my children and grandchildren and great-grands are healthy and smart and good people. I want to live to 99 and healthy. I love you all, she does announce. What a marvelous model, wouldn't you say? Thank you.
I love the way you brought your mother's voice forward. Oh, it was as if she was right there next to you commenting.
Elizabeth, I really like the fact that you read for an audience. You know there are people that are listening to you, and you deliver right directly to them. That's a very, that's something that I know is so vital to for people to appreciate your poetry, because I do that with mine.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Charlotte, I think I was after Janice or somebody, but you've skipped me.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. We're running.
Can I just say 1 second for her? The last lady that spoke,
Elizabeth,
I felt like you were reading a storybook, and I would love to sit and listen, and I know others would. just love to hear you read things.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We've had such an enjoyable amount of conversation. Neil, we'll do yours without further ado.
This is from my book called From the Other Side. I don't know if it's still available because my publisher's gone bankrupt. So this is a poem that's called Ordinary Mary. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. What were the dreams you dreamed? And did any of them ever come to be true? I never really knew you or what your need or what needs you had. Whatever they might have been, you kept them all to yourself. And I apologize because I never thought to ask. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. I knew you were my mother, and that was all I knew of you. It never occurred to me that you were a person, too, who had a life other than to be there just for me. Tell me, Mary, what was it that you aspired to be or to do? Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. What were the thoughts you... What were your thoughts as evolution passed you by in the blink of an eye? From an oil lamp light to spacemen walking on the moon? As a girl, did you dream you were to be married, bear children, live life, and grow old out on the farm? The bank took. Because the rains never came. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. I heard that times were tough when I was little. And whenever I was frightened, you took me to your rocking chair. The one you rocked me in when you were frightened too. As I grew older, I labeled you as nothing fancy, nothing bold. Just a housewife in the city with a family to look after. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. For 7 days and 7 nights, the rains did constant fall, and again you lost your home. Only it wasn't drought this time, as the river overflowed and swept away all our possessions and the memories that they held. Afloat out on the lake, just a mile or two, but forever gone away. Mary, Mary, quite ordinary. I knew so little of who you might have been. So now you're gone, but not forgotten. I wish I could tell you that you'd be in my heart forever. And to thank you, oh, so very much. For being my ordinary mother. Thank you.
Amazing.
I remember that clearly. You read that before, a long time ago, and I loved it then, and I loved it double today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jess. I'm looking for the movie because you have the words. It's such a picture that I can just picture. Elizabeth gets involved in making movies, but I think that you really gave us a beautiful view of your mother and way she expressed her love for you. We're going to move on. Now, Mary Nance, did you have a second?
Yes, I have one I wrote this morning just for this.
All righty, let's hear it.
Okay, it's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The sunbeams are calling my name. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The blue skies are doing the same. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The flowers are singing their song. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The songbirds are tweeting along. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The bees are abuzz with delight. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The breeze cushions butterflies' flight. It's May Day. It's May Day. It's May Day. The ribbons float loosely and free. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The children dance round the tree. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The music is filled with all joys. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The excitement has gathered the boys. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. The girls are dancing around. It's May Day, it's May Day, it's May Day. It's time for the queen to be crowned.
Wow. And you wrote that this morning. That was a crowning joy.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to let we're running out of time. So Wilda's going to read her second one.
Thank you so much. It's called Fragile Bloom. Fingers trace a downy head. Radiant love in every word unsaid. Aching muscles, a badge of pride. Glimpses of forever in your eyes wide. Emerging life, a precious start. Love's melody plays within your heart.
Wow, your tone was like a violin. I was hearing the it was
thank you. So thank you so much. Thank you for inviting us here today.
Well, we'll be popping up again at some point. One historical thing, at the root of Mother's Day, I don't know whether you know, in 1872, the first Mother's Day for Peace was celebrated in Boston, and it was a rallying cry for women to support disarmament and peace efforts. While Julia Ward Howe's version of Mother's Day didn't become a widely recognized holiday, her advocacy for peace and her efforts to unite mothers in the cause of peace are still remembered. The other woman who wrote a letter to mothers about not sending their sons to war was Anna Jarvis. She campaigned to make Mother's Day a recognized holiday in the United States to honor the sacrifices mothers made for their children. Her efforts were successful, and in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson officially designated the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. That's some of the roots.
I didn't know that. Thank you for sharing that information.
Julia Ward was also an abolitionist, but imagine that, June 2nd, 1872. So I want to thank you all for participating this morning. You can tune in at 10 at cjsf.ca. That brings you right to the station. That's the time that the Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon Saluau comes on. And we also, when people ask me what time it is, I always say it's love time, poem time. But today I'm going to be airing, paying tribute to your spirit mama. This was a poem that I wrote, paying tribute to my mother as she made her transition. And that will be the closing song that you'll hear going out today. So I love you all. I hope you have wonderful all throughout the month. We launched the month, you know, we've launched Mother's Day month, the first Friday of the month. And look out for more invitations for pop-up poetry.
I'm paying tribute to your spirit mama, paying tribute to your spirit of love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, mama. Now that you've gone, I told you that I loved you, but it's not enough. The words are too few for the essence of you. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, mama. Tribute to your spirit, mama, for your tireless hands that fashion new dresses when I long for the ones at Macy's that cost more than daddy made. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, mama, your endless treks to sales, downtown, overtown, to the plaza, to wherever you could get 5 pairs of shoes, 5 sets of clothes, 10 days of groceries on a postman's bi-weekly pay. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, mama, for facing freezing snowstorms, spending lonely nights at home while self-centered kids did all over the country roam. I'm paying tribute to you.